The Mendalev or Medalev, let us just quickly go over the Gemara. We have a lot of Tosfos to learn on the Gemara. We are on the last Shuva of the Omid. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Shimon Barabi, Hakel Moidim, Bemarze Grushosoi, Shahavlad, Pogum Lakune. That everyone is Moide, that if a person is Boyo Marze Grushosoi, so the Vlad is Pogum Lakuna, Rashi says that the daughter that will be born from this Biyasisa is Pogum Lakuna. Man hakol moedim, shimen ha-teimoni. The af al gav da omer shimen ha-teimoni, ein mamzer mechai ve-laven. Even though shimen ha-teimoni says from mechai ve-laven there's no mamzeres. Nei, the mamzer le-havi, pogum mi-havi, mi-kalvachoyme mi-almoni. But the child is pogum lekuna kalvachoyme from almoni. Uma almoni le-koyen godu. She'ein isura shova ba-kul. That's not an Issa Shova Bekel, it's only an Issa Kuhune. So the child becomes a Chalolom, Zu She Isura Shova Bekel. So the lava Marza Grishosi, which is a lava Shova Bekel, ain't a din Sheb no Pogel. So Avad the Gevis, the Ben is Pogel. So the Gemara says, Ikela Mifrach, Mala almone shekain hi atzma mischalelas. I have a pircha on the skalvachoyma. Abiyas almone lekoyin godu is mechalo the almone also. The nivellas also becomes mechalelas. Ma shein kain abiyas marzegru shosay, she doesn't become mechulo lekune. So we see that there's a choymer in Yisurei Kohune over a lava shava bekoil. Va'oid, kasha number two, the pasuk says by Marzu Grushosoi Te'eva he, so we darshan from this pasuk he Te'eva ksiv ve'ein boneho Te'evim, that the children are not Mesuiv, and the Gemara means to say they're not posel lekuhune. Kasha number three, va'oid tanya, we learned abaraisa. Hamarze grushosoi, vahanoisei chalutzosoi, vahanoisei kreives chalutzosoi, Rabbi Kiva oimer ein loibo, kdushin is in teifes, Rabbi Kiva l'shitosid, holds kdushin is in teifes, pachai v'lav and desher, v'eino tzricha imenu get, there's no need of a get, v'hi psulo uvlod apostol, v'kaifen oisei lahitzi. And you'll force him, they should separate one from the other. V'chachomim oimrim, yesh loibo kdushin, kdushin is toifes, utzricho imenu get, v'hi ksheiro uvlodo ksheiro. So we're speaking about marze grushosoi, and the chachomim say that the vlad is kosher. L'man lav l'kohune. So we see from here, from this baraisa, that a vlad marze grushosoi is kosher l'kohune. So the Gemara says, loy lekohol. No. The Chachamim hold that the child is not a mam, so we're not talking about psu lekohune. Ihochi hik sheira leman. So if it says hik sheira uvlodok sheira. So you tell me the vlodok sheira means lekohol. So what's pshat hik sheira? Ilema lekohol pshite. Bishim dezanya ifsele lekohol. By hik sheira, Zichah can't say that it means Lekol, because it's parshit, because she was nivala b'ye yisura, she doesn't become nivsa lekol. Ela lav lekohune. So hik sheira means lekohune. Umidehi lekohune, v'lodanami lekohune. So again, so we have here akasha, so we see from over here klo, that vlad marzig rishosai is ksheira lekohune. So the Gemara says, midi irye is this araya, hoke di ise, v'hoke di ise. Hik sheira vlodok sheira are talking about two different inyonim. Hik sheira speaking about lekohune, and vlodok sheira speaking about lekol. Could be lekohune is possible. Achinami mistavre, and I'll prove it to you that we translate the he and the vlod, it's speaking about two distinct taloches. Achinami mistavre, diktani reisha, hi psula uvloda possible. In the it says, according to Rabbi Kiva, he psula vloda psul. He psula laman, ilayma lekol, mishum dezanya ipsalay lekol, ela lav lekohune. So, I feel according to Rabbi Kiva, the aymar zigrishosai is posel lekuna. Vloda posel laman, ilayma lekuna alakol kosha, oma Rabbi Kiva avlan mamza, ela pshita lekol. So the he psula vlada psula is translated he psula lekuna vlada psula lekol. Umidereisha hakadisa vahakadisa seifanami hakadisa vahakadisa. So Mamela, the last kasha that you would ask from the Baraisa, that it says according to the Chachamim, vlada ksheira is not a kasha. Vlada ksheira means it's kosha lekol. And Rab Shimon ben Rabbi is saying that it's posel lekohune. So that kash is not a kash. Now the second kash that you asked the kash, how could you say that a Vlad Marzeg Rishon so is posel lekohune? I have a meat. He tayeva the ein bonel tayevim. Who says the miyat is on the vlad? The vlad is also misuv. The vlad is posel lekune, and the miyat comes on the tzore. That means a tzores marzeg rishosi that falls liyibum is he could be miyavim the tzore, even though tumaksiba karoyis. By Marzeg Rishosik, so there'd be a svara to say it should ask the tzor also. So we have a miyud, ein tzor also teyevo. Avo boner teyevo, could be the bonim amesuv, the apostle lakune. So the second kasha is also taken care of. El almone kasha, but the first kasha is not taken care of. We had asked a pilcha ma la almone, you made a kal v'chayma, that ma la almone l'kayin godu. She Surah Shava Bakil is Bonel Posel is Avada Givis Marzeg Rishosai Mala Mone Shekain Hiyatzma Mischalelas. Now prove to you that Isure Kohuna are more chamum than a lava Shava Bakil, because by Isure Kohuna the Nifelis becomes Mechulu. Ma Shein Kain by Marzeg Rishosai, she does not become Mechul. So Mamela, it's upgefragt, this limud. Elo yitma, hochi yitma. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Shimon Berabi. Hakel moidim bebo al chai vekrisis, shahavlat pogum. We're not speaking about chai vilavin. Chai vilavin, we can't learn how to havlat pogum. Habo al chai vekrisis, havlat pogum. Man hakel moidim, Rav Yeshua. The Aval gav the Omer Rabbi Yeshua in Mamzer Mechai Vekrisis. Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no Yisraelik and Shimonat Emoni. He holds in Mamzer Mechai Vekrisis. Nei, the Mamzer Loyavi, Pogum Mi Yohavi Mi Kavochayma Mi Almon. Ma Almon Lekain Godu Shein Yisuri Shavu Bakil Bino Pogum Zu Shein Yisuri Shavu Bakil Chai Vekrisis Ein Yedin Shein Bino Pogum. V'chiteimo ma'la almone shekein hi atzmo mischalelas. We see Isurei Kunim. She becomes nischalo. Achinami kivin shabolo aso azoyne. So by Chai Vekrisis, kivin shabolo aso azoyne. So that lemaise is the maskonos ha-gemore. That according to Rabbi Yeshua that holds in mamza Chai Vekrisis of all kaponim, the bas han an eledes from the Chai Vekrisis will be pogum lekohune. Now let us see Tosfos. Hakel moedim amen dalad amad alef, hakel moedim b'marzeg rishosek. So Tosfos says, l'revuse nokat marzeg rishosek tfei mishah chai vilavin. Now, l'chayre, the limud was that a lava shava bekeil, zichur should create that the bno pogum. So why was the gemara boicher the lava of marzeg rishosi? There are many lava in a shava bekeil. So Tosfos says, l'revuse nokat marzeg rishosi tzei mishachai v'lavim. V'af al gav d'chsiv hi toyeva, even though it says hi toyeva ve'ein bonero toyevin, pogum yohave. He wants to tell us a rabusa, even marziger rosho say that you have a miyot of hi toyeva. Now, the lashon of Tosfos is a little difficult, because we just learned the Gemara, the only way you could say that the Vlad is pogum, if you don't darshan hi toyeva ve'ein bonel toyevim. You say that he is a miyot on the tzoret. And be'emerson, that's what, let us see the Tosfos Yishonim for 1 minute. So he and Amai nokat marzeg rosho say tvei me'inachai v'lovim. Nira mishum de salke baitach dein ha vlad pogum, mishum de receive, I would think, marzig rishosi, especially the vlad is not pogum. Mishum de receive hi teyeva, the mashma veimba ne teyevim. Ke mashma londa vlad pogum, veneimo di teyeva, vein tsarosa teyeva. So Tosfos says that, so the Tosfos Yishonim says very clearly, that I'd have a habamina that you darshan the he to be mamayat the bonim, and the kamash malon is you darshan he to be mamayat the tzore. But the lotion of Tosfos is not too clear. The hafagav the siv he teyeva, the ain bonel teyevim. So Tosfos is going ain bonel teyevim. Pogum mi yohave. Tosfos is missing a few words. The siv he teyeva, the salke bait of the darshinim, the ain bonel teyevim is kamash malon. That pogami yahavin, you don't darshan ein bonel teyevim. The kel neira is ma'ira on the lotion of Tosfos. So the Gemara says, I have a pirchan the kal b'chaim. You're learning out marzig rishol soy from mamonu l'koyin godu. Mamonu l'koyin godu shekein hi atzma mischalalas. So Tosfos says, I'm ma'ira the kikashe. So what is the problem? The problem is because Avon Lokoyim Godel he has some Chalelos. So let's learn out the same Kal V'chaimer that Madach Avon Lokoyim Godel he has some Chalelos, even though it's Alav Sheinei Shava Bakel. So Marzeg Rishosa, which is Alav Shava Bakel, Tzichet should be he has some Chalelos. So Tosfos says Lekel Meima Dehi Nami Tischalo Mikal V'chaimer. From a Nivrike Posik, that the whole Chalolis, the only time that the Isha becomes Nischalol is Davke through Isurei Kohuna. So therefore I cannot say that by Marzeg Rishoso she should become Mischalo, since this is not Isurei Kune. We had the Gemara Botana Baraisa, that according to the Chachamim, Hikshayra uvlodo kshayra. Hikshayra lekune airi kidamasik. The Gemara says it doesn't mean lekol, that's poshut, she's kosher lekol, no, it's she's kosher lekune. So Tosfos says, now what does that mean that a marzeg grushosa is kosher lekohune? She's a grusha. Hainu letrume. So the Gemara means letrume. She's kosher letrume. The lekoyen asire. Takain she's also the grusha. But the Gemara means ikshera she's kosher letrume. Vim toima le Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, hipsulo. Ubon of Lada Psula, so he Psula means that she's Pasula Truma. That's Lachay the Machlaikis, Rabbi Kivin the Chachamim. Amai Mifsula Lutruma. Why is she Pasula Truma? Alav Zor Etzla Meikorihu. That a Marzeg Rishosi is not a Zor Etzla Meikorihu. The lekamon beperik amon aporich ve'eimon nivalo leposolo marzeg rishosai mishani zor etzlo miikore bo'ino. Let's just explain for 1 minute. The Gemara darshins further beperik amon lekoyin gadol. The posik that says ubas koyin ki siya leish zor he betrumas hakadoshim leisoichol. So the Gemara darshins. Baskoyin ki si elisho ki si boil the ish zor. And a beer from an ish zor makes that he betrumas hakadoshim leisaychel. So the Gemara says, a bia of an ish zo passes all the trume. So let us say a marzeg rishosoi shenivalo should also become posel litrume because it's a bia mi ish zo. So the Gemara says, no, zor means zor etzlo me ikoro. That means this, the boil was always osa to her. Marza grushosa, he was not always osa because he gave her a get and she got married to someone else. Now she's osa. The taich of zor means zor etzlo me ikoro. It's a baishpala mamza, racholo, lanosin. That the Gemara darshins, these passel her. That's a zor etzlo mi ikoro. So Tosfos asks, so l'chayre, so what is pshat in Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says that hipsula means letrume. We're talking about marzeg rishos is posel letrume. So the whole maker that she's posel letrume has to be from this pasuk about koyin kisi elizo. So how could Rabbi Kiva pass the truma? She's not a zoratzla meikar. The yeshleimer the sugya dahosam alibe the rabbanim. The sugya that says that a marzeg rishosai, which is not a zoratzla meikar, does not pass the tzavka libe the rabbanim. Aval Rabbi Kiva loyboy zoratzla meikar. Rabbi Kiva does not need zoratzla meikar since he holds that by chayvei lavin this mamzeres, if this mamzeres will zicha pasal ho. Because the Omer Peik Asore Yuxin, hash the mamzer have mifsel bebiyosai mi boy, the Gemara accepts this as a dover amiti. If the child is a mamzer, so she is zicha nifsel bikune, which means letrumen. Uktas taim alari, de mai dorish Rabbi Kiva mehi tay eva. Now what does Rabbi Kiva do with this hi tay eva? By marze grishosa. Toloi dorish ve ein bo neho ta eva. We can't darshin that the children are not mesuiv, that the children are not mamzerim, do mamzerhaber. According to Rabbi Kiva, the children are mamzerim. That a tzor of a marzeg rishosa falls liyibum. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not shayach to have a tzor of a marzeg rishosa. Then kedushin toivs and bechay v'lavna libe the Rabbi Kiva. So he can't remarry her. So if he can't remarry her, so she there can't be a tzor of a marzeg rishosa. So Tosfos blives by Akashim. So, what does Rabbi Kiva do with this miyut of he te'eva avo loy? What are we memayit? He can't be memayit the bonim because the bonim are mamzerim. You can't be memayit the tzore because it's not shaykh for a marzeg rishosi to have a tzore since kedushin is in teifis b'chay v'lav na'libe the Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara lemaise was mesayim that Rabbi Yosef Omar Rab Shimon Berebi had said that according to Rabbi Yeshua that ein mamzer mechai v'krisis afal pikein zbno pogum lekohune and if you'll have a pilche mala mono lekohen godol shekin hi atzma mischalelas. So by chai v'krisis, she's also ochinamik, even the bola, also zayne. She also becomes nifsal litrume. That's what the Gemara means. She's a zayne. From chai v'krisis, you become a zayne. So by mail, you don't have a pirche and the kalvachoymer. So I learn now, just like Balmona Lekoyin Godel, is b'no pogum, is hu adin, chai v'krisis, alib de Rabbi Yeshua, is b'no pogum. Mashma hoche. The zayne psula letrume. So it would seem from over here that a zayne is posel letrume. The mischaleles kamoy almona. That means an almona lekoyin godel that she becomes a chalolem. So she becomes mechula letrume. She becomes mechula letrume. Like the same thing, a grusha l'kayin hedjit becomes a halola. So the halola says she becomes mechulula tume. So if I would say that a chai b'krisis doesn't become mechulula tume, he still has the pircha. Ma la mon l'kayin godosh kayin is halola s'tume. So it would seem that a zayne is posel tume, the mischalela is k'may almon, and that's why you don't have a pircha on the kal b'chayim. V'chein b'perikame de soite amas nisen de ve'elu asura islechel betume, de koma ileimo mikame de tishti. If you're speaking about a soite before she was shoise, and before she was mevara, that she wasn't mezane, zoinehi, upshite da asura betume. So you don't need, so it's poshit that she's also lechel betume. Al kaponim, we have here two gemaras. That the two gemaras seem to say that a zoyne is posel etrum. Now, before we learn Tosfos further, let us just see a small gemara in Amonah L'Kohen Gadol Daf Samaches Amud Beis, and see the Ri in Tosfos over there, then we'll understand what our Tosfos is saying. Let us see the Gemara. It's around 9 lines from the bottom of the Omed of Samaches Amud Beis. The Gemara darshins from the Posek, as you mentioned before, Baskoyim Kisiya Le'ish Zo, Kivin Shenivalo Poslo Minatume. So it means Azor Etzlo Dmikore. So the Gemara says, Ve'eimo nivalo leposolo chai ve'krisis. How do you know that nivalo leposolo means? Chai ve'lavin, maybe it means chai ve'krisis. So the Gemara answers, Kisiye omar rachmone, hanech de'is buhu avaye. Ubaskoin kisiye li'zosha was speaking, she was nival from a bas avaye. So Memela, so the Pasuk is not speaking about Chayve Krisis, it's speaking about Chayve Lav. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks, so if that is so, that the Pasuk is only speaking about Abbas Avay, so Oivet Kechovim Ve'eved Loi Lifsulu, they also shouldn't passel, because that means if an Akum was Boal Abbas Koin, it shouldn't passel on Mitrume. Because it's a lav basavaye. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. As this posik, it won't passel, because it says, baska in kisiya liso. Abahanach posli mid Rabbi Shmuel. Da'amah Rabbi Yechni mishim Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin levit kichovim ve'evet shabo bas Yisrael. Val kehenis leviye sheposlua, that it passels them minatume. Shenemar, it says, Ubas, koin kisiya almona grushe. She was an almona grushe. So then it says, Veshov al beis aviyo milechem aviyo teichel. Then she can go back to eat trumim be beis aviyo. So davke mishiye, that's davke if her husband was such a person, mishiye shlei almonis v'geirishim bo. She was nivu from a husband who was a barishus. She could have almonis and you have geirishim. Yotzu oiv deikechom vevet, shein le almonis v'geirishim, de lab almonis v'geirishim. So by them there's no din of vishovel beis aviyo kinoreo. That if she was nivu from a goy, she can't eat trumim. So we look at this gemara, superficially, so it seems as follows. The Gemara is saying that let the Pasuk be speaking about Chai Ve'krisis. So the Moses says, Kisi, it can be speaking about Chai Ve'krisis. Kinida Basavaya. Then the Gemara says, I bezoi Akam also not. So the Moses Akam is a different Pasuk. Now, the Taisvis of Ovid Kechavim, let's look in the middle of Taisvis. The Nira Leri. About halfway in the Tosfos, and how the Ri learns Pshat in this Gemara, and then we'll understand our Tosfos. The Nira Leri, the Pshita Leila Shas, the Iker Kro, the Leisa, the Pasuk of Isa, Ayri b'chai v'krisis. The Pasuk is speaking about chai v'krisis. K'de'om ha'perik asore yuchsin, k'abi evit k'chom v'evit, hashte mamzer havi mifsel b'biyose miboy. So the Gemara names on for a dover poshet that a chai v'krisis, that the child is a mamzer, so the niv'elis, zicha becomes Nifsal minatrume, and that is baskein ki siya liizor. That's pshat and posik ki izor. Such that's called an izor. Va'afilu leRabbi Yeshua. Na'afilu according to Rabbi Yeshua, do I have imams or mechay v'krisis? So how do you know? So we don't have this formula. Hash the mamzer have a mifsal b'biyosei miboy, but mikol mokim kiven the chamiri. But since it's a high v'krisis, shivi le'izor. Va'afilu oisom high v'krisis le'havi zor etzlo mi'ikor. Afilu the high v'krisis, there wasn't zor etzlo mi'ikor. That means it's a high v'krisis that the Israel was nischadish to the Kiddushin. For example, achois ishtoi. A boal achois ishtoi should become nifsal mitrum. It's not a zor etzlo mi'ikor. The Kedushin made the sister also to him. Given the Ikekra b'chai v'krisis ayri. The Pasuk speaking b'chai v'krisis, and chai v'krisis zor etzlo mi'ikor es lo'mal lo'mayit. So that's a hakdome. That pashte dekro baskoin kesili zor means a chai v'krisis. B'hochi porek. So what's pshat na gemore? Ve'ema nivalola posolo chai v'krisis davke v'loi chai v'ilam. That's what the Gemara's kashya. That maybe the posik is only speaking about chai v'krisis. How do you know ger amoini me'ovi imams apostles also? Maybe the posik is only speaking about a chai v'krisis. V'loi chai v'ilam. Mishani kisiyya omar rachman. It says a loshin kisiyya. Le'rabois chai v'ilam. So the word siyya is Mar bechay v'lavan also doesn't exclude chay v'krisis. Baskein kisili ish zor is gematria chay v'krisis. No, it says kisili because he is mar be also chay v'lav. Umiyu chay v'lavan even the loy chemiri ve'in in the levi zor etzra mi'kore k'delakamon. So there, that a chai v'lavin should fit into the word ish zor, there we need, it was zor etzlo mi'ikor. So zor etzlo mi'ikor is, zor means, ish zor means the two translations. Pashta dekroz a chai v'krisis, mitzad that kedushin is in, that it's, the child is a mamzer, so that's why it means, so there's a zicha kavochem in the apostles, or mitzum dechaymer of krisos, that's nichlal and izo, and from kisiya I learn out that there's another translation of izo, achai v'lavin, that's a bastvis is kedushin of zor etzlamikor. Uporech, so the Gemara asks, oivet kichovim ve'evet the lavne havayaninu, So an akum that's bo and a bas koin should not pass a law because he can't be marbed from kisiyah because it's a labas avaya. Vizorim nami lo yikru daim bememzeres v'loi chamiri daim bemelolav baume. So the Gemara asks, so how do you know now that an akum could pass a minatume? Mishani de posli mid Rabbi Shmuel. The pasul says Rabbi Shmuel. Aber chai v'krisis loy nofki mehosem, the bnei amonis v'gerishin ha'melachine, ela mizor v'kekro b'ditu mishtoi. So Tosva says the drosh of mishi yesh loy amonis v'gerishin bo, that drosh is speaking about a boy who b'chlal can't have issues in anyone. That's a goy. Chai v'krisis could be ishus. Achis ishtay, is a bas ishus. He can have ishus. No, this b is a b. There's no ishus, but it's a bas ishus. So from the posik, from Amon Geirishin, we learn how to go. That's a lav bar ishus b'shum moke. Now, let us go back to our Taisvis, and I will understand Taisvis. Let us again start in the beginning. So our Gemara said, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that ein mamzeres mechai v'krisis, but she'll become a zayne and she's possible l'trume. Mashma hoche, the zayne psula l'trume. The mischalele is k'moy almone. That's why she v'chlas v'chem b'be kama the seita. Mas listen to me, eilu asur slachla b'trume, the koma ilayme mekami the tish, the zayne, y'pshita the asura b'trume. Itayim b'lari, minolon the asura b'trume. How do we know that a zayne is also b'trume? The isha zayna lo yikachu ksiv. The posik that speaks about a zayna speaks about that a kain is not permitted to marry a zayna. Avol etrume lo yashkicham. But we never find that a zayna is also lechol betrume. Vo'oid lekamon beperik almonin atoises brings, I'll bring you enough in the Gemara. The porach neim and nivol al apostol lachai vekrisis. The Gemara fakert was done. That maybe Nivel Apostle is Chai Vekrisis. Maybe means Chai Vekrisis. So Taisus asks, V'loma likro de chisir li iso le Chai Vekrisis. Our Gemara seems, every Zayin is Apostle Etrume. So how could the Gemara ask, Eim or chisir li iso Chai Vekrisis? Given them Chai Vekrisis, Abi Zayin, B'Zayin Asura Betrume. So memele, so we have a lot of problems. So now sugi would seem a zayin is posel etrume, and there the Gemara would seem to be saying that the posuk is speaking about chai v'krisus, and the posuk is telling us that a chai v'krisus is posel etrume. Why do you need this posuk for? She's a zayin is posel etrume. V'haya nireleri. So the ri held the mechisia leizo. Who did Navkalon design Asure Betrume? Verkehrt. Our Gemara, and the Gemara in Amon L'Kain Godel, you have to put together. Our Gemara says that Azayin is Posel Etrume. The Gemara said over there that let us say the Posek V'chi Siya Le'ish Zor is going Achai V'Krisus. So verkehrt, it's one Gemara. Achai V'Krisus becomes Azayin and is Posel Etrume. The chol chai v'krisis afilo oisa da yidei kedushin, like achis ishtoi, t'lehavi zor etzlo meikore, v'chein chai v'ilavin rabbi kive, v'afilo marze grushos, t'lehavi zor etzlo meikore, k'demash melar, the mifsela rabbi kive mitruma, havi b'chlal le'ish zor. Kedomrine basore yursin hashte mamzerave mifsel bibiyosai miboy. And this is only a limud. What is pshat the limud? That a person, a beer that can create mamzeris, that's zicher nishzor. That's pshat the gemore. A beer that creates mamzeris is a nishzor. And if the pasuk says baskain kisili nishzor, so the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, Chai v'lav and Shaf Mamzeres, so it should be considered a Nizor. Or Chai v'krisis according to Shimon HaTimoni. V'afilu l'Rabbi Yeshua, our Gemara says, afilu according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Chai v'krisis, she's a Zayman, she's posel etrume. Do I have a Mamzer? We don't, it's not a Mamzer. Abba Kiva the Chamiri. But since it is Chomer, it's Chai v'krisis, so the Bar says, Kizorim etzlo mikorech shivi. So this is equivalent to Zor etzlo mikorech. But it means Achai v'krisis, that's Chomer, is equivalent to Achai v'lavna of Zor etzlo mikorech. For her, the be'inim be'perik almon is Zor etzlo mikorech. Aine davke b'chai v'lavna. Ule Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, because according to Rabbonon, there's no mamzeris, so there you need a posik to tell me that a zoretz lo mikora of Chai v'lavin, that's a bas tvisis gdushin, also parcels. V'loi mematu michisiyya demash manach dis be'avaye Chai v'krisis d'chmiri. We're not memayit Chai v'krisis, because the ish zor poshit means Chai v'krisis. No, we just mar bechai v'lavim, which is a zaret for mikore. El edav k'evit k'chovim ve'evid, and evit k'chovim ve'evid v'yamim mayit, because there's no mamzeres, there's no choyim erav chai v'krisis, and then it's not, you see, it's not a bas havayim. Loch yitzterich krod, almona v'grushim, mishi yesh l'amonis v'gerishin, lasuya evit k'chovim ve'evid. Period. So whatever Tosfos said over there, Tosfos is repeating over here, but thus Tosfos is putting together all the pieces. That means our Gemara that says she's posel le kohune, I feel according to, she's posel le tumah, I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua. This is, and the Gemara in Kedushin says, apsakal b'choyma, hash the mamzer da ovid lo, mifsa b'yosem iboy, in the Gemara in Amol Kain Gadol that says that Eime Chai Vekrisis, this is all one big kugel. That Chai Vekrisis, that Shafnam Zeres, that Fulu doesn't Shafnam Zeres, that Zich and Nichlal, Un Bas Kain Kisili Iso, that she is possible to him. Ule Rabbi Kiva, the Meyevit Kichom, the Evet Havim Mamzer, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Meyevit Kichom, the Evet Havim Mamzer, Vinofik mili Ishzor, so he can learn out from Ishzor that an Akam also apostle. So according to him, what does he do with Almoni Grusha? Dosh Almoni Grusha lekamel adrosh achit. And Chanami doesn't need Almoni Grusha because according to him, Akam Evet falls into the carrier of Ishzor since they shaf memzeres the zichik apostle etum. Umikol hanu the loitavsi bekedushin. Avi zoyne, kidomba beperi kol asurim. Ma arayis to loitovse begdushin v'avi zoyne. And wherever there's no tvisis gdushin, it becomes a zoyne. The loshin zoyne, mashm shi'ev shali is ba'al bi'as nus. Loi lav de malkis. That means a lav de malkis, it doesn't fall into the category of zoyne. Zoyne means davke, that it's not so to have tvisis gdushin. So now Tosfos said that the Mekoyer, that a Zoyne is Posel Etrume, is from Bas Koyin Kisi Yili Izzor. That's Nichlal and Izzor, either Mitzad the Chaf Mamzeres or the Zachoyma of Kores, that's called Izzor. So now Tosfos asks, so if I have a Posek that tells us that Rabbi Yischai v'Krisus passels her minatume, Islomoli the kosav achmona zoyne lo yikochu. Now, why do I need a posik to tell me that a zoyne is the taicha isha that had Rabbi Yischai v'Krisus, a bi of lav tvisus kedushin, a kohen is not permitted to marry her. So Tosfos says, I could learn this out from a kal v'chomer. Kiven de zoyne asura betrume. From Izor, I learned not that a zoyne is also betrume. Kalbochayme da asura le kohune. So shizicha also le kohune. Migrusha. De shawye betrume vasura le kohi. So we can make a kalbochayme. An isha that's mifsal mitrume is zicha mifsal mikohune. A kalbochayme from grusha that is mifsal mikohune. It's not mifsal mitrume. Yeah. The Mahai Kalvachayma Nafkelon, from this Kalvachayma, the Gemara learns out further the Ger Amoini Umayovi, Posel the Kohune. Ger Amoini is as a Chayve Lavin, which is Azor Etzlami Ikore. Now the Posek says, a Chayve Lavin that is Azor Etzlami Ikore is Posel Etume. The Gemara says, how do I know that if she was nibble from Azor Etzlami Ikore, she's Posel Etume? So the Gemara makes this Kal Bochayma. Madoch, a Grusha, that's Mifsal Minakune, is Kosher, Madoch, a Grusha, that's kosher letrume is also lekune is nivel of ger amoini. That's also letrume. About the is also lekune. So now we have a kasha. So why does he have to say zayin lo yikochu? I af al gav da ein mazirim in adin. So lachay the kasha. Stamos it doesn't begin. We have a klala in mazirim in adin. You can't shaf nu azores with a kal v'chayme. Kama hosm, the Gemara says, the gili mil sabalme. It's not a nu limud, it's a gili mil sabalme. So now we're up to Akasha. I know now that Abi is Chai Vekrisis, which is Abi of Laftis, his Kedushin, makes her a Zoyna that passes her Letrume, Shavadagivit, she's Posa Lekune, and why didn't the love of Zoyna Leikochu? So Taisa starts saying Terutz. And Terutz number one, it's the Chlav, the Zoyna, the Loki Tarti. Ain't Chanami. There's two Lavin. There's two Lavin. That means there's one lav, he betrumas akadoshim lo yisoichol kavachayim alekuhune, that's one lav, and then there's another lav of zayna lo yikochu. Ve'oid itzlich lezayna. Now Taisa says, you need the lav of zayna by an isha that was not nival, a bia of itvis exclusion. Me'oivet keichovim ve'eved l'rabbonon d'rabbekive. We need the love of Zoyne from an isha that was nivel from an oivet keichovim ve'eved. That is not a chai ve'krisis. According to the rabbonon d'rabbekive. According to Rabbekive, oivet keichovim ve'eved is mamzeres. So hashte, this mamzeres, and zicha pasol solitrumes, or zicha pasol olekune. But according to the chachomim, who hold this no mamzeres, the lekebo lav betruma meleizo, so memele the posek he betruma sakadoshim loisoichel, that is the lav of trume, that doesn't go on akum ve'evid, because it says kisi, you need a basavaya, and akum ve'evid is la basavaya. Elo me almona grusha, no, we learn out that it's posel letrume from almona begrusha, he betruma sakadoshim, that's how we learn that an akum ve'eved makes her an abiyas akum ve'eved, which is not a bar amonis v'geirishin, makes her unable to eat trume. The amon negrusha nafke. So memele sotaisu means to say as follows: the posik of ubaskoyin kisi amon negrusha. So the pasuk that says v'shava be'savia kinereo is only speaking about that she was nivel from a person who's a bar amonis v'gerishin. La afuki, if she was nivel from a goy, so there's no din of v'shava or be'savia kinereo. So that's only an iseresei. It's not a lav. It's an iseresei. So afilu will make a kalvachay. You can't make a kalvachay man a lav from an iseresei. So Memela Sotaisva says, so the Posik Zoyna Lo Yikocha we need for an Isha that was Niva from a Goy. I don't have, she's also Betruma Al-Fanisara Sei V'shovo Be'savikin Nore V'loi Misha Niva Lo Mimisha En Boi Amonos Agerishim, but Al-Koponim, there's no Lav L'Kahune. So I need the Posik Zoyna Lo Yikocha to tell me that there's a Lav L'Kahune. Teretz number three, inami. We know why you need the pasuk zayin leikochu mishum giyores and mishucheres. A giyores is also called a zayne. Shifcha mishucheres is also called a zayne. By them there was no, wasn't they not nifsal minatrume? There's no baskoyin kisili zor over there. And faketha, but she's a zayne. That's also lekune muta betrume. Inami mishum giyores mishucheres itzrich lav de zoyne. Vafilu labai doma beperik kol asurim de koyin abal azoyne oivedes keichovim ein eloike mishum zoyne. Abai said if a koyin is born on the isha a goite, he's not loike al zoyne, because it says by the pasuk from Zoyne, it says leichalo zare misha zare miyuches achav, and if he's boil a goited zare not miyuches achav, but im nisgayro. But I feel according to Abaye, if this goite became a geiris, is then she has a shame zayna. Maide the loki da'ab zare miyuches achav. Period. So memele. So now Tosfos finished with a mahalach. Taismis said as follows, that the psul baskoin kisil izor, from this pasuk we learn out that a Chai veKrisus, oi mitzad itvisus kedushin, im mitzad choyme shel chai veKrisus. That's called an ish zor. And from this we learn erudin azor atzlo meikara chai veLavin. But so these people are posel minatrume and a kavochoyme lekohune. And that is pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's a zayna because we learn it out. That's pshat in the pasuk. Va'oid. Now Tosfos starts going a little differently. The mitam shenasa zayna, because a bias chay veKrisus makes her for a zayna. Va'osro rachmona mishum zayna. And there's a lav of Zoyna lo yikachu. Hu da havi chai v'krisis b'chlal le'ish zo. K'demashma ocha b'chol duchte d'shem Zoyna goyrem lo liposel. So Taisa says it works the other way around. That means, if it would only say the posik abas koyin ki siya le'ish zo, I would never know that this is speaking about chai v'krisis. Meichetaisi yizor means chai v'krisis. But since I know that in the, there's an iser lekuhune from a bias chai v'krisis, because that's the pasuk zoyne lo yikochu. So from the love of zoyne, which I see that a bias chai v'krisis asks her lekuhune, that gives us the right to say that Ishzor also means a bias chai v'krisus. That's what Tosfos says. V'oy demitam shenase zoyne, v'osro achmona mishim zoyne lekune, hu da havi chai v'krisus b'chlal Ishzor ta'asa letume. K'demash ma'oche b'chol duchte d'shem zoyne goyrim lo liposel. Forget, the Gemara starts off with Zayna. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, I saw Zayna. So, why talking about Zayna? Bring the pasuk Kisili Zor. So, it would seem Faker, because she's a Zayna, that's why she's Nifsal Minatrume. I by Zayna, there's only an Isser Kohune. No, the Isser Kohune of Zayna is Megale, that Isor is also speaking about, that there's an Isser Trume by Zayna. Umiyu Taisva says, so if it works that way, that the shame zoyne, that's also the kahune, automatically passes the tume. So now we have a problem. So I need a special posik by Akum ve'eved amon el grushe. Akum ve'eved is a zoyne, becomes a zoyne. She's a zoyne. Some emele. So therefore she should be posel atuma. Me may be kechavim ve'evet. I forgot to have a zoyne. Leitav seba kedushin minay lehava b'chlal leizo el edavke chai v'krisis dechamiri. So now Taisu says, it's not only zoyne that gives me the incentive to say that the posik is speaking about Baskinki Shili Zor by Chai V'Krisis. It's Zoyne and there's a Choyma. Taisvi says, Ladavke Chai V'Krisis Dachmiri. Uktsas Koshe, the Beperik Asore Yuchsin, the Porech, Hashte Mamzerhave, Mipso Bibiose Miboy, Mashma heichida v'mamza, pshite dahavi b'chlal le'izo, afilu loyhavi zoyne. The Gemara says different cheshboines. The Gemara says that the child is a mamza, so shizicha posel l'trume. So it would seem that the child is a mamza, that shows me that is nichla on the posuk of baskoyin kisili iso. Now the Gemara that makes this kalvachoyma does not mention one word of zoyne. It would seem not zoyne is the criteria. The criteria is if it's a mamza, so it's zicha mifsel mitrume from the posuk of iso. Now we have a problem. Our Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's posel l'tumah because she's a zayne, also a zayne. So now we have two contradictory limudim. From the Gemara in Kedushin, it would seem that the shame mamzeres, that what there is mamzeres, that makes that she's posel l'tumah. And our Gemara says, because she's a zayne, she's posel l'tumah. So Tosfos says, "Afilu lehavi zayne." The mother mentions zayne. Mila Rabbi Yeshua lehavi mamze mechav v'krisis v'shem zayne gorem lo davi bechlal izo. So now Tosfos wants to say that there are two factors that because of these factors we put them in the pasuk about koyin kisir leizo. That means if there's mamzeres, some emailers, that's poshe the baskoin kisile izo, ki av, ashti the mamzerave, posel mi boy, if so be biyose mi boy. Now, Tosfos wants to say, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, that there's no mamzeres, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, the shem zoyne shebo, that guides us to put her into the posuk of izo. So Tosfos says, v'zeh doichik. So now we're splitting the hair. We're saying, we'll ask a shayla, why is a chai v'krisus posel l'tumah? So we say, it depends. According to Shimon HaTimoni, there's a hashta mamzahava, mifsel b'biyose miboy. So that's nichlal nizo. According to Rabbi Yeshua, because since I have a crisis is a zoyne, that's why it's nichlal lizol. So Tosfos said doichik, the bechol duchdin the mashm the shem zoyne geirem lo liposel mitrume. That means our gemorin, the gemorin in soite osik Rabbi Yeshua. That's a problem. Now Tosfos says ule el besoif perik daladachem heveri. There the Ri had a whole new malach. The whole hanach daide kedushin, that all chayve krisis that are also through kedushin, that means achisishtoi, chamoisei, etc., kivin de lehavi zor etzlo meikore, lehavi bechlal it liish zor. The Ri says, fakert, the Pasuk is not speaking about chayve krisis. Ve'im chayve krisis. That was the Gemara's kashim. Also, no, kisi exceed. So chayve krisis bechlal, chayve krisis, which is not as a retzla mikore bechlal as a nichlan the pasuk of izo. Vizoyne. So, I don't have any pasuk at all. Izo to passel someone that's not as a retzla mikore. Vizoyne the psula litrume. So how do you know the Zayin is possible to trume? Mishim dekil lakra bahadi chalola. Zayin of a chalola lo yikocha. So we're makish a Zayin to chalola. So just like a chalola was nischalo kedushas kohune mimeno, so mistama dechilo make shikeni trume. Who are then a Zayin also? Lahochi psula ki chalola. That is the Ri in the end of the third perek. So honu mahalach. That means Agamor is very good, that Chaybekisis only makes Zayne, and Zayne has no shaykhis at all with the Pasuk of Izor. Izor is only speaking about Izor, that's Lamikor. Lefizet Zorch Liyashev, Hode Porich Peper Kalmone. The Eimor Nivalo Leposolo Chaybekisis. What's the Havamin of the Gemara? It's going on Chaybekisis. It's not Izor, that's Lamikor. That's Chayot Tosfos Kasha. Yeah. Let us see the Gemara further. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbe Bar Bachon, Oma Rabbi Yechanin. Or it could be the Kasha is different, that why do you need a posik for Chayve Krisos? Chayve krisis is azayne, and azayne I know is posel l'trume because it's sukish l'chalola. Let us see the Gemara further. Oma Rabbe Barbachonam Rabbi Yechinen, Hakel Moidim Be'eved Vo'ibet Kechovim Al Abo Abbas Yisrael Shavlad Mamsa. That a child of a Akum Abo Abbas Yisrael is a Mamsa. Man Hakel Moidim Shimonat Himoni. The Av Al Gav the Oma Shimonat Himoni Ein Mamzer Michai Velav. That is no Mamzer Michai Velav. Dafke Chai Bekrisis. Hani Mili Michai Velav in the Tovsu Bekedushin. That's Dafke Chai Velav in the Tovsu Bekedushin. Aber Loch Evet Kechavim Be'obod, given the Loi Tovsu Bekedushin. Kechai Bekrisis Dome. Since there's no Tvisis Kedushin, so it's equivalent to a Chai Bekrisis. A Shimonat Imoni that said, but there's no mamzeris mechai v'lavin, that's from chai v'lavin, the tovsu b'kedushin. But here, by an akum v'eved, it's le tovsu b'kedushin. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, chai v'lavin, the tovsu b'kedushin. The navgalon b'perikets. How do we know that chai v'lavin is tovsu b'kedushin? Mechisiyan le'ish shtei noshim. And the chsiyen achasuva b'achasnuah snuah b'nisuel, it's a chai v'lavin. In the chsiyen, it's a bas tvisa kedushin. The eved v'oived kechovim lav b'nei kedushin inu. But an eved v'kechovim lav b'nei kedushin inu d'chsiv shvulachem poi imachamur am hadoyma lachamur. So Rashi says, how do I know that an Eved is alive by Tvisis Kedushin? Because it says, Shvulach Hampay Machamer Am Adoy Melachamer. I'd like to elaborate for a few minutes, what is Pshat in this Droshe? An Eved Knani is called Achamer. Because I went to the Amir of the Ha'ore, and I found the Chedush Yerim al HaTorah asks the Ha'ore also, what is an Eved Knani? An Eved Knani is a Goy, after Mila Etvila, he was Mekabel Abdus, with Mila Etvila. We'll see later. Rashi says, how do you know that by a Goy there's no Tvisa Kedushin? Another Drosha. And let's be mamtik a little bit. A Goy with a Goy has Tvisa Kedushin. An Eved with a Shivcha doesn't have Tvisis Kedushin, because the Achamoy, that's what the Rambam says. So we have to understand this. What is an Eved Knani? Mile, and Tvile, and Chai B'mitzvahs Ke'isha, then you become Achamoy? What's Pshat? What is Pshat in this? It's B'chal Samoy Redike, it's a Vimyan, similar to Achamoy. Now, Dachsach me Pshat is, in Taka I found that the Chedush Yerim says, Kemat is Elbezach. The gather of, what is an Eved Knani is Gufoy Koni. What does Gufoy Koni means? His whole Atzmi is, his whole Ishi is, what he is, he belongs to the Odom. He's not a person Bifnei Atzmoy. That means the Mensch Shaboy doesn't belong to him. See, he's a mensch. But that doesn't belong to him. That belongs to the other. Gufoy Konoi. So what is walking around is a chamoyer. That means, but he's not, he doesn't have a din of an ish, because his ishius is not koni to him. So what is? The gather of ishius is, v'dovak be'ishtoi v'hoyu lebosor echad. That means that there has to be a union between ish v'ishtoi. But if the Eved belongs to the Yodin, and the Shivcha belongs to the Yodin, so there's no V'hoyu L'Bosar Echad. There's a Pirut. He belongs to the Yodin. She belongs to her Yodin. So Memele, there's no union between him and her. So it's not Shaykh Ishus. That's Pshat Am Adoy Melechamer. And I found a Meirdike Raya to this Yisod. There's a Chidushe Horan. In Mesechta Sanhedrin, the Ran says in Mesechta Sanhedrin, he says, we find a very interesting halacha. A Yid is mutter to marry a Yefas Toya, even though she's an Eishes Ish. And a Goy, with Kibish Mocham, is mutter to marry a Yefas Toya. A Goy
is also be a fast tire if she's an anxious ish.
So the Ran says as follows.
Shahakusim agoy ein zoichin eilu be'eilu liknois kinyin aguf zeboze. When a goy captures a yefas toyer, he doesn't have a kinyin aguf in the yefas toyer. Umishim hochi asurim be yefas toyer, da kati have a eishes akusi chaveroi. So how could he take her? She has a husband. She's an eishes ish. So by capturing her, she's still an eishes ish. So he can't marry her. He can't take her. And Akum is mitzuda in Eishas Chayeyu, Eishas Chabeirek. Avu Yisrael heim b'nei kibush, shekoivshim es hakusim kinyin aguf, veheim momin shelohem, when Ayid is koivish a yefas toya, so she belongs to him. V'nivke o mehem toiris ishus. So if she belongs to him, so she's no more the wife of the guy. That the kinyan aguf that a yid gets in a goite, that's mafki the issues that she has with her husband. So we see a kinyan aguf is a stira to issues. That's what it says in the Chiddush Yeran. So memeilo hu adin, and every knani with a shivcha knanis, there can't be any issues because the konui la doinom. Their whole issues belongs to the Yodim. They completely in this battle to the Yodim. They don't have issues with Sadatzmon. The Chedush Yerim, that's mean the Parsha of the Akedah, Shvulach HaPoyim HaChemeri, says that is the reason why there's no Din Yichus by an Eved in Shivcha, because they don't possess an Egen Atzmius. Their Atzmius is completely coming to the Yodim. So that is Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi is saying that it's not shayich to have issues with an eved, because an eved is daimel lechamoy.